So I wasn't planning on seeing The Apprentice movie until Trump posted on what I like to call Lie Social on October 14th. Now bear with me because it's a lengthy post. He said this in the early morning. A fake and classless movie written about me called The Apprentice. Do they even have the right to use that name without approval? Will hopefully bomb. It's a cheap, defamatory, and politically disgusting hatchet job. Put out right before the 2024 presidential election to try and hurt the greatest political movement in the history of our country, Make America Great Again. My former wife, Ivana, was a kind and wonderful person, and I had a great relationship with her until the day she died. The writer of this pile of garbage, Gabe Sherman, a lowlife and talentless hack who has been widely discredited, knew that, but chose to ignore it. So sad that human scum, like the people involved in this hopefully unsuccessful enterprise, are allowed to say and do whatever they want in order to hurt a political movement, which is far bigger than any of us. MAGA 2024. Now, this 2-hour biopic covers the uprising of Trump in the 70s and 80s. It begins with his family being sued by the DOJ for apartment discrimination, where he met and partnered with Roy Cohn, played by the talented actor Jeremy Strong, all the way through to the art of the deal. Actor Sebastian Stan did an amazing and so lifelike job portraying Trump. He grows into the weave of Trump's life and the influence Roy had on his life. I say partner because Trump never paid Roy. Instead, Roy made Trump his apprentice. He taught Trump everything he knows and practices, which Trump uses even today. There were three rules Roy taught young Donald. Number one, attack, attack, attack. Number two, deny everything, admit nothing. And number three, always claim victory no matter what. Sounds familiar, right? Roy gave him his strong man attitude that he lacked before they met. Fred Trump was always considered Donald a weak man and treated him as such. He was constantly putting him down. So with Roy's help, he wanted to prove his father wrong, and it all began with him doing the Commodore Hotel deal. Writer Gabriel Sherman shows the behind the scenes of how the deals were done, and what it mostly came down to was Roy's bullying, threats, and blackmail tapes. Trump really did love Ivana, played by the beautiful and masterful Maria Bakalova. I felt a lot of empathy with her portrayal. The way their marriage ended was tragic. I do think everyone will enjoy the threat of his diet pill abuse and erectile dysfunction. The production design by Alexander Marinkovich, set director Gerald Dick, and cinematographer Casper Tuckson throws you into the grit and grime and crime of New York. The extraordinary sets were full of amazing details. I really felt like I was in the rooms and in the streets of New York of the 70s and 80s. I see Oscar nominations in the future, including the incredible Iranian director Ali Abbasi, who also directed a couple of episodes of The Last of Us on Max. I left the movie thinking, "Fucking Roy Cohn has left a legacy of mentoring and making a true monster that is still causing so much pain and suffering." The movie shows how Trump's narcissism grew and how he over-leveraged for decades, how his art of the deal was more like art of the steal by always stiffing people the money they were owed, and how cheap he really was. Roy taught him everything he knows and still practices today. And writer Gabriel Sherman artfully gives you the antidotes and how he was influenced to do certain things, like running for president. Now, I know MAGA moviegoers will not see this movie, and the others don't want to see a movie about him, but I have to say this movie is an Oscar nominee. Hit! I would highly recommend for those who want to understand how Trump became Trump. It's very entertaining to see his vanity and gluttony. The Apprentice is currently in theaters and worth your time. Thanks for listening. My new podcast after the election will be called Hits and Misses with Melissa Fosley, which will include reviews of movies, music, and books. I care about our country, and I hope you do too. Remember to vote November 5th.